Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. Hope you've had a good day if it's Thursday. Wish you a good day if it's Friday. Buenos dias. I have my guest today, Andy Rivera. Hey, Andy, how are you?
Hi. I'm glad to be in this program with you today.
Hey, Andy is organized, founded, directs the Puerto Rico Historic Building Drawing Society, PRHBDS, specializes in preserving letting us all know about the historic buildings and facilities, infrastructure of Puerto Rico. And more in the second segment, we'll be having a discussion with Andy on what he is achieving and what he does. And you know, basically, I have been involved with three tours of with Andy way back, and then with a reunion of my Philip Sandor Academy class of 62, when we were going to visit Old San Juan, my wife suggested that Andy Rivera was a person to join us and help us on that tour. So connected with him more on a personal level, and we started talking about the different things. And so I said, it'd be interesting to have you come and discuss, what you are doing and get our listeners involved with Old San Juan, dealing with our past and preserving what we have and moving forward as part of our well-being, and so that we'll have a discussion. Before that, let me just go over a few things, events, and reflect on them. And of course, I usually like to start with El Nuevo Día and Para Comenzar Tu Día, and there's a saying here, this was on the 13th of July by Paulo Coelho, Brazilian novelist, and he says, un día te despertarás y no habrá más tiempo para hacer las cosas que siempre has querido. Hazlo ahora. He says, someday you will awake and you won't have time to do the things that you've always wanted to do. Do them now. And off and on, I've cited from a good friend, Silvia M. Fernandez Colorado, a doctor, PhD in clinical psychology, and positive thoughts, and she has 365 of them, one for each day. And there were three that kind of tied in with this statement of the importance of dealing with today. And the first one, which is 91 on this list of 365, and we've been going over them little by little from time to time, it says, pay attention to every breath and heartbeat, because they give you life. That's kind of the meditation when you sort of love your body and see what's happening and live with your body in the day-to-day. Number 96 is, your thoughts are the key to what you want, your goals, your dreams, your vision of the world. To decide to live them now. Again, very close to Paulo Coelho. And then number 100, says, give attention to your thoughts and you will see how your world develops in favor of what you want in your life. And we all know the most important thing is mental. And so the combination of these thoughts of making sure that we don't think too much of the past. We it's important, but we don't think too much of the future is important. We give a lot of importance to the day, to today. So let's start off with that, and we'll see how we end the program. I'm going to discuss a couple of things that have happened. I introduced them last week. Sometimes I'm a big sports fan, and especially big events, and sort of look at them as to what we can learn from them. And Scottie Scheffler, the number one golfer, won the British Open handily by four strokes, which is huge, and he was just always in front. A tremendous, not only technically, but he's just so cool and calm. hardly ever indicates frustration or joy as he goes through his round of golf. Even in the worst moments, there was once one there where he in what they a pot bunker they call them, and in Europe they're pretty high and they're really it's not just grass. It's when you hit them, there's no way it's gonna other than bounce back. And they're and so he misjudged and hit the top of it, and it came back and ended up with a double bogey, which was the first bogey in about three rounds that he has had. And it happened to be a double bogey, which is two over par. And he just went ahead, with his next shot out of the bunker, no grimace. of course, the next hole, he did a birdie, and so he's back in play. But what was important, there was an article in Sports Illustrated, of July 20th. That one was the PGA Pro Tour's sound off on the way Scottie Scheffler is a one of a kind superstar. There's another, and that was on July 20th. On July, also the same day, on July 20th in the Washington Post, the title is, "After Bearing His Soul, Scottie Scheffler Laid Waste to the British Open." And basically the story, this was his fourth major championship. So he's in line with Tiger Woods, and incredibly, they between the two, the first major championship and the fourth, which they both have achieved, it was exactly the same number of days. I don't remember what 1,297, whatever it was. It was exact number of days that they both had taken to reach that that pinnacle. But the most important thing, and what I wanted to sort of reflect on, is when he says, bearing his soul, he's a quiet person, sticks to his game and his things. One of the things that always has surprised me, some golfers and athletes, they just have, 10, 9, 7 different sponsors on their, cap, on their pants, on there, all over the place. It looked like car racing, the cars themselves and the racers. And he just has the that swish of the Nike. That's the only thing he has on all of his clothes. And that's one thing that a person that has been with him from competed with him all this time has said, that he just doesn't go do this corporate thing and plays golf, and then calms down and takes care of his life in a quiet way, and then comes back and just play golf. But the thing is that he's basically the most important thing. He says that the winning, which is a great joy for him, but it only lasts a couple of minutes. He says, a few seconds. He says it's great to win tournaments. It's a lot of fun. Sometimes the feeling only lasts about 2 minutes. It seems like when you're celebrating. And then it's like, okay, now I got to do all this stuff again. And he says, which is great. But sometimes the feeling of winning only lasts a few seconds. It's pretty exciting and fun, but it just doesn't last that long. And that's the important that any of these articles and the books on happiness and on well-being is that we set these goals, and when we reach them, we enjoy that particular moment, but it's fleeting. It doesn't last too long, and we quickly have to sort of then move on to the next thing. It says that Jordan Spieth is the one who says was a person who competed with him, and says that he says he doesn't care to be a superstar. He grew up playing junior golf, Scheffler, with Scotty. He's not transcending the game like Tiger Woods did. He's not bringing it to a non-golf audience necessarily. He doesn't want to go to do that stuff that a lot of us go to do, corporately, anything like that. He just wants to get away from the game and separate the two. I think it's more so the difference in personality from any other superstar that you've seen in the modern era, and maybe in any sport. I don't think anybody is like him. Now, I take a little, I'm not so sure I agree with, because I think Jack Nicklaus was like that. Jack Nicklaus gave a lot of importance to his family and separated out the golf from the family. And in fact, I'll never forget Jack Nicklaus's statement with respect to Tiger Woods. He said, "Tiger Woods is going to surpass me, but there's two things that have to happen. He has to make sure that he develops a strong family relationship." He says, my family, my wife and my kids have given me that strong support that's absolutely necessary for an athlete to keep things in perspective. He says, and secondly, God willing, that physically he doesn't have any problems. Well, it turned out that Tiger, who clearly has been excellent, etc., did have a lot of problems in his family life. Once his father died, and then with his wife, it was a disaster, and he's had a lot of problems physically. So Jack Nicklaus was prescient with respect to him, and I think he was very similar to that. Both the Sports Illustrated and the Washington Post article quote the basically. Let me. I'm going to paraphrase it. It basically says that winning is great, but it's not the most important value. He says there are other more values of the heart, and that's where he was bearing his soul, and being different from anybody else. And when you saw that tournament where he wasn't, beating his breast, and usually at the end of these tennis and golf tournaments, the winning buckle down and throw themselves on the ground and pump the fists up, and none of that. He just picked up his ball and walked up, and he didn't get excited, and he didn't really physically his face until he saw his wife and his kid, and he just threw his fists up in the air the first time he really celebrated, and he just over and over again embraced his wife, who he has known from teenagers. He said, all his life, and just appreciated very much. And so that's the lesson I got out of that. This person who was competing at the very top level professionally in sports, and yet at the same time realizes that there's something more important in life, and then demonstrates it. He's walking the talk. So that's a great lesson from Scottie Scheffler, and it's important to do the things you have to do professionally, but then to relax and have your hobbies and deal with your family and deal with your friends and all. There was a sermon, the gospel this Sunday, and it was on Martha and Maria, and with Jesus visiting them, and Martha continued to work like crazy in the house as Jesus was there, and Maria sat with Jesus, and then Martha came and complained, said, "Jesus, I've been working and all these things, and Maria's just sitting there not helping. That's not fair. And Jesus said, "Well, Maria, at this moment is doing the most important thing," and it's basically the lesson is you have to work and you have to be busy and you have to do your professional things, but you also have to take, and when the moment comes, take time in things that are even more important. So, what Scottie Scheffler on Sunday, what the gospel on Sunday kind of came together. The other thing I wanted to, it's not really so much sports, but there's a Happy Gilmore 2, the sequel to Happy Gilmore, this hockey player who goes to golf and just does incredibly. And then our Bad Bunny, Benito Martinez is in that movie, and everybody's saying how fantastic he's doing and as a movie star, and how funny he is, and how disciplined, how easygoing. And it was interesting to hear that the persons on that particular movie that are working with him that you know he's very Puerto Rican, of course we all know that. He hugs the leading guy Sandler every day. He says as he started, he says he met me with a hug and with a smile, and we immediately looked at what we had today, and he had some thoughts where always we're good at. Maybe some changes that could be implemented, and then he says he always spoke to me about Puerto Rico and about his family and all, which is, you know, to an extent, Andy, is what we're talking about, the importance of being Puerto Rican and making sure that what we have in Puerto Rico, we appreciate it. And Benito's there, you know, doing a heck of a job. There was all kinds of articles. There's a one by anthropologists from Princeton analyzing La Residencia, this concert that's going through the September. There's a book on him by different authors analyzing him. He's under the microscope, and up to now really holding his own and doing really well. But Happy Gilmore, I really enjoyed. I remember my good friend Bob Van Kirk says, "You got to see this movie," and it's because I was an ice hockey player playing golf, and of course you know one of the problems of an ice hockey player playing golf is. We do, you know, the slapstick, and golf is kind of tough for hockey players. I still have some problems every once in a while with my old hockey reflexes when I play golf. But Happy Gilmore, number two, as I said, is going to be on Netflix this Friday, and I'm looking forward to, on Friday to take a look at that. I've run out of time faster than I thought. I want to talk about Carlos Delgado, who's one of my favorite people, and then we'll interview Andy on all the infrastructure and his tours and his background and how he's helping Puerto Rico with respect to Old San Juan and all the other historic sites throughout Puerto Rico. So we'll be right back after the pause. This is Jorge Gonzalez Reflections.